and you got your capsule separate and your quinine separate, and you packed it yourself. And it would make your ears ring, I can remember. That's about all I remember about it.
If you had a fever, would it break the fever, and how would it work to break the fever?
No, they used cold cloths to break a fever. The quinine was purely to combat the malaria itself.
I see. It didn't cause you to sweat a great deal.
No. This is another one of the things that where we use the hot toddies to cause you to sweat that would break a fever.
I see.
I remember the wringing out cold cloths and putting on heads to cool fever. Because you run a very high fever. You first have chills, you freeze to death and shake. And then as the chills leave, then you have this high temperature following a malaria. And those attacks will come every 48 hours as the new malarial cells break loose until you get it under control.
It isn't a problem anymore, is it?
No.
just a general question. Do you happen to remember what people used to say when you'd ask, how are you? Hello, how are you?
Let me see now. I'm doing very well, thank you. I've been poly. I've been poly lately.
If somebody's concerned about you, you might say, well, now I'll be all right. Don't fret.
Don't fret about it.
And that would mean the same as worry. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry.
And speaking of, you say your ears would ring. Did that ever cause you to lose hearing? People would lose their hearing, what would the condition be known as?
He was deaf. I don't know whether quinine would have caused that or not, but you would get this ringing in.
What kind of people smoked cigars and cigarettes in those days? I mean, what was the social attitude?
The social attitude, one who smoked a cigar was, I've heard the expression, usually I associate cigar smoking with men with big bellies, you know, and he would be a bloated plutocrat.
I see.
I've heard that word. Because in my time of coming up, the men who smoked rolled their own. And it was very seldom you ever saw anybody smoking a ready-made cigarette. And they chewed tobacco. And my grandfather chewed tobacco, and my grandmother dipped snuff.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Did
they use corn cob pipes very much?
No. My brother and I made some corn cob pipes one time and smoked coffee grounds.
I see. If you have a deep scratch, did they ever call it a wound, or was the word in the first place? I assume it was never pronounced wound.
No.
It has been. Did they call it a wound or?
No, he just had a cut. He cut his arm and had a bad cut.
What would qualify to be a wound? A water?
I never heard the word used. Maybe it was just in our family that would have said, because in recent years they called it womb.